Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey friends, welcome to episode 202 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. I am recording this in the car. I am on my way back home from a Cape Championship Wrestling show. CCW had an event, and I actually had nothing on the calendar this weekend, so was able to make the trek over. It's about an hour or so drive for me, and there's a lot of guys that are part of CCW that are a part of Stride Pro Wrestling, so I wanted to show my support not only for those guys, but also the others who are a part of Cape Championship Wrestling, because, you know, it's about supporting indie wrestling, and right now indie wrestling is very, very, very much a hot thing and an exciting time to be a part of this whole indie wrestling scene. So I was proud and happy to come over and support my friends. And I'm not going to go through the matches and give you spoilers or results or let you know any of that kind of stuff. And I say spoilers, it's not really spoilers, but my friends at Pro Wrestling Unscripted, over on Podzilla 1985, they cover CCW very extensively, and you know, that's their you know, I was kind of in their yard tonight, so I will let them do that. I am going to talk about a few of the matches though, because like I mentioned, there were some Stride guys over here participating in matches, including Farmer Billy Hills, Joey O'Reilly, Roger Mathis. Let's see, who else was over here? Of course, referee Lane Austin is the general manager here in CCW. It was always good to see him. Sarah Summers, who has wrestled before for Stride, is the CCW women's champion. And then Dexter Roswell actually kind of made his reemergence, I think that's a word, resurgence maybe, back here in CCW. He's been gone for more than a year and is going to be a part of a big story going forward too, it sounds like. Of course, Ace Hawkins and Brandon Espinoza, who have both wrestled for Stride in the past as well, were part of the show. And I feel like I'm forgetting someone, and if you're listening and I have forgotten you, I do sincerely apologize for that. But I also wanted to talk about someone very specific, and that is Dalton Anthony. Dalton Anthony is on Podzilla 1985, or at least he was. I'm not sure how that relationship is going to work out. Dalton had his first match over here in Cape Girardeau in Missouri tonight. Dalton is Mr. Anthony, of course, in Stride Pro Wrestling, the personal assistant of Jay Wellington Beauregard. He has had a few matches. And Dalton is training with Stride, and he trains over in CCW as well. I want to say, because I know he's listening, and I told him this in person, but I don't think it ever hurts to say it more than once. Dalton, I am extremely proud of you. You looked amazing. You know, in the very few matches that you've had, you were in there with Austin Lane, who I at one time had a tremendous amount of respect for, and now can pretty much characterize him as a bully. Nothing short of a bully, what he did to you at the last show, slapping you around, and then in the ring at this show, disrespectful, just he's a changed man, and not for the better by any means. And Austin Lane, I do respect his abilities in the ring, but as a human being and as a person, not so much. So not a big fan of what he did, but Dalton, you hung with him, and you made me proud, and you know, I'm speaking on behalf of my 123 cents, and I think your brothers at Stride Pro Wrestling would be very proud of what you did as well in that ring. So hold your head up high. You know, the end result, someone who you thought was a friend kind of betrayed you, Shannon. You know, what goes around comes around, as they say, and I'm not going to make any threats or promises, but you know, shady is the best way I can say that. So Dalton, again, super proud of you, man, and thanks for repping my 123 cents. He was wearing a my 123 cents t-shirt. Very happy to see Dalton get in there and do his thing in the ring, for sure. And I'm sure more is to come of all of this. So another proud moment I think that a lot of people in Cape Championship Wrestling have is for Marco Stunt, who is the CCW champion. And Marco has been making a lot of waves over the last 6 or 8 weeks. He was a part of All In September. He was a part of some other indie shows, some big indie shows across the country. He mentioned it in the ring. He's been coast to coast. He wrestled PCO, and let me tell you, PCO, who is the artist formerly known as Quebecer Pierre from WWE, and I think they wrestled briefly in WCW as well, but he also wrestled that pirate gimmick. I think it was Jean-Pierre Lafitte in the mid-90s. Man, that guy is a beast. He is a beast, and he's dubbing himself as not human, and Jesus, I will tell you, he's 50-something now, and he is, as JR would say, tougher than a $2 steak. And he threw Marco, you know, Marco Stunt, if you don't know, look him up. Marco Stunt is, you know, not a big man by any means, and he was tossed around that ring like something fierce. I could not believe the way he was manhandled, and you know, I winced more than once during the course of that match. I also want to thank I'm not exactly sure who is responsible, Dalton or Derek, whomever hooked me up with the ticket for the front row. I appreciate it very much. Again, I had a great time. It's fun to come to a show like this and relax and just enjoy the show. Don't get me wrong, I love Stride. I love being the ring announcer for Stride and being a part of that. There's a different kind of excitement and a different kind of buzz. I've talked about that wrestling buzz before, that energy. So I just kind of wanted to set the stage before I was. This is not the episode. I'm not going to sit here and talk about Cape Championship Wrestling or Stride, although I am going to talk a little bit more about Stride, because I actually have an interview with Abyss that is going to be a part of this podcast. And full disclosure, Abyss is coming to Stride Pro Wrestling on Saturday night, October 6th. So if you're listening to this in the future, past October 6th, know that he was here and wrestled Roger Mathis, and it is really foggy on this road. So, wowzers. Okay, so Abyss is doing all kinds of press for his upcoming induction into the Impact Wrestling Hall of Fame. And my original plan was to get him a one-on-one for an interview to be a part of the My 123 Cents podcast. We texted back and forth earlier in the week, and he mentioned he would like to do it. He's going to try to do it, but he has got a lot going on his plate. I told him I understood not to worry about it. And it just so happened I am on the media list for Impact Wrestling. And basically every week they have a different Impact star on, and Josh Matthews facilitates and asks questions and whatnot, but then they open it up to other wrestling media, and then other questions can be asked. So what you're going to hear is some of the clip from Abyss being a part of that. I recorded it. I was not, and his audio on his end was not the best. Josh Matthews sounded great, but the audio coming in from Abyss, wherever he was calling in from, it's not the best audio. So I will put that out there as full disclosure. But Abyss is wrestling Roger Mathis again on Saturday, October 6th. That is a part of a big fundraising event at Pinckneyville Community Consolidated 204 School. they're raising money for a new locker room. It's the Locker Room Melee, and Heath Hatton's defending the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship against Chris Hargison and his former tag team partner, Axe Allwards. We're going to also see Tony Flood versus Jerry Travelstead in a last man standing match. We're going to have the RWO in action. They're going to be taking on school teacher and school teacher Josh Plumley and school principal Tony Wilson. So, you know, it's going to be, again, a great night of action. Several other matches that are going to be a part of this event, you'll definitely want to come out. Wraith is defending the Legacy title in a four-way ladder match. Joey O'Reilly and Aaron Brooks and Riser are all going to be a part of that. So that's going to be a pretty amazing night. I said Riser. I think it's actually Jay Spade. I don't have my notes in front of me. So I apologize. But anyway, be sure again to check out StrideProWrestling.com. You can keep up with the very latest of what is happening within Stride Pro Wrestling. And of course, ProWrestlingTees.com/my123cents. You can get Mondo the Monkey. It is Mondo. That's his name. That's what the votes decided. So I want to thank again Sam Banks and Josh Petro or Petro. I'm not sure what it is. Josh, is it Petro or Petro? Tell me. Anyway, they suggested the name and pushed very hard for it, and it won, and I dig it. So Mondo is his name now, and you know, there's going to be more merch coming out. I say merch. More shirts coming out for sure. Again, over at ProWrestlingTees.com/my123cents. Also, want to encourage you to check out other podcasts here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, including the Five Heart Podcast, which is all about Nebraska Cornhusker athletics with Greg Mahochko. Then there is Nerd United. Greg Mahochko hosts that show. And Chad Smart is the host of Positive Cynicism. Also, check out PositiveCynicism.com. Chad has blogs and other content going up. And, you know, the My123Cents.com page, of course, just kind of tweaking things and doing things different from a branding perspective with the monkey, with Mondo, the suit. Now I have a pair of shoes with Mondo on them, thanks to my buddy Tom Harness, so a shout out to him. Just lots of big, exciting, fun things going on. It is a great time indeed. So I'm excited, and I'm glad that you are along now. Stay tuned for Abyss.
Congratulations, officially, on the press pass.
Oh, thanks a lot, Josh. Man, it means a lot coming to you, man. And I appreciate all the work and all the time and effort you've put into this. And I'm on cloud nine about it, man. Thank you so much.
Well, it's going to be a great night. Saturday night, October 13th, Hales Pub. I couldn't think of a better place to induct a bitch than in a nice bar in Midtown Manhattan. You can still get tickets. They're available now at ImpactWrestling.com. And just an opportunity for everyone to come out and celebrate your career, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Man, I'm looking forward to it. I can't tell you how excited I am about it. Definitely, not to understate it, it is without a doubt probably the crowning moment of my career, man. I think it's the biggest night of my career, you know, to be recognized for my work over the last 16, going on 17 years, and I'm a lot of emotion about it, and very, very, very excited about it, and looking forward to celebrating it with my peers and with the fans of Impact Wrestling.
You know, when you and I spoke about this in Mexico, you're going to wear a suit. You're going to look nice. You got your speech all ready to go. Man, I'm excited. I can't wait to get there.
Yeah, man. You know, I've been working on the speech, and you sit down and start writing it, and you realize how many people that had an effect on me, and how many people that I owe a lot to, and how many people that I really would like to thank that night, and that's kind of where I'm going with it. And you know, it's going to be a night of celebrating not just me, but some of the people that really helped me get here.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about everything that that you've done in Impact, you know, in every the camera, it's just It's going to be a great night. I think a great way to kick off Bound for Glory weekend. New York City, Midtown Manhattan. A lot of people are excited. I know our VIP fans were thrilled when their VIP ticket also includes entrance into the Hall of Fame ceremony. We're going to give everyone a nice gift. There's going to be, I just feel like this celebration is long overdue for you, and I couldn't be happier. And, we got a big week this week. We got a big few weeks coming up, and you play a vital role in all these TVs that we're going to see on the road to Bound for Glory.
Yeah, man. You know, I've been looking at the card up and down, man. It's a star-studded lineup, man. I'm looking forward to Aries and Johnny and LAX OG and seeing how that thing explodes. And so I'm really excited about the pay-per-view. I think that we've the company has really done an incredible job putting together a star-studded lineup for October 14th. And as far as the induction goes, another thing I'm excited about is that, we're doing it in Lower Manhattan, in the big asshole, Mecca of the United States. So I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a great weekend, great night Saturday. Again, tickets are still available for the Events Hall of Fame induction ceremony. You can get them at impactwrestling.com. Join us Saturday night for what's going to be a party, a celebration. And again, it's about the talent, it's about the effort that you put forth in the ring. And I just can't wait to see everything on Saturday.
The career isn't over for you. You correct on that, Monster?
That's correct, Paul. I'm by no means retiring. Obviously, I've slowed down for the past couple of years. A lot of my focus is backstage with producing and aging. And working closely with Sanjay and Scott, Don, and Jimmy. But by no means am I retired. You'll still see the Monster of this. And I'm sure he will pop up and rear his ugly head on Impact when the time is right during the year. I've also got, regionally, doing a lot of independent promotion stuff. I'm looking solid into next year, so he'll keep me out on the road a lot. And by no means am I retired. My focus is obviously the young, upcoming, great Impact talent that we have right now. And that's kind of my focus. But I'm sure and I'm quite positive you'll see a Monster Abyss on Impact Wrestling again.
All right, Monster. Well, we'll segue from that. To media, if you guys have questions, please get in queue, *6 to get in queue. Identify yourself and your media outlet as we do that. Abyss, we're going to throw a question that came over from Gregor W. He'd like to know, what current Impact Wrestling star are you a fan of watching? And I'm going to open it up as well for media, again, *6 to get in queue.
That's a tough one. Just because there's so many, that I think of, some of the names that come just popping in my head right away. Killer Cross. Kevin Cross, I love this guy. He's a chip on the old bat, so to speak. I love watching him. I love the way he does everything, and he's a tough individual, and that's a shoot. Sammy Callahan, another one that jumps out at me. Moose is another one that jumps out at me. Brian Cage is another one that jumps out at me. Rich Swann is another one that jumps out at me. I really don't have one in particular. I think that we have the best collection of young talent in the world right now. And any one of those guys, I'm missing these guys out off the series. I'm not better than that group. So I think we're loaded, man. I think we have a loaded roster, and I think some big things are going to be coming up with these guys.
Hey, Vince, this is Rod here, RavenWrestling.com. How are you doing today?
Good, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing good. Kind of wanted to get your, wanted to see what you consider to be the moments or matches in Impact that most stand out from your soon-to-be Impact Hall of Fame career.
That's a great question, Rob. The one stand out to me, I was fortunate enough to be in the ring with some all-time greats and some guys that I grew up idolizing, literally, and never thought I'd be in the ring with the Hulk. to Mick Foley, to Sting, to Ric Flair. So I've been able to cross a lot off my bucket list. As far as matches go, I would have to put the 2005 lockdown main event of me and AJ Styles in the cage. The very first lockdown is probably my favorite. It was the first time either one of us had ever main evented a Sunday Night Live pay-per-view. The pressure was on, and you know, we always had incredible chemistry together. He's a dear friend, and we tore it down. So that's one. I think the 2006 Barbed Wire Massacre with Sabu would probably also stand out as another one of my favorite, just because, you know, the gravity of the match, and it was the first time that no ropes barbed wire had ever been televised live on pay-per-view in North America, so we were able to do a first, you know, do something for the first time there. So those are two of my favorites. The Sting match in 2007, where I won my one and only TNA Impact World title run, will probably be on that list as well.
Great, thank you. Hey, Ray Rice, before you hang up, we'll throw it at you. What was your favorite Abyss match?
I will say on Wrestling Inc., the one that had a ton of people talking was your Bound for Glory angle in 2010 with the reveal of Bay. And I remember the traffic was just through the roof for that. And that was I thought that was a big home run. As far as your matches, I really liked ones you had with AJ. There were some that were really brutal that that really stick in my mind, but there have been a lot. You gotta think about that a lot more.
Yeah, Rob, you bring up a really good, you know, 10-10-10 was really cool, man, and I was pretty memorable as well. You know, the angle of the story I thought was just incredible. The build to it was incredible. You know, that's another match that I don't, you know, I should put up there, you know, Rob Van Dam and myself in Monster's Ball on that show, I thought was very good as well, and another one of those high points.
Absolutely, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, this is Cody Arm from Sportster. You touched on working as an agent now backstage at Impact, and I was wondering if you could talk about what that transition was like, kind of starting to work backstage.
Yeah, I mean, good question. You know, it started for me a few years ago. You know, I had an opportunity to help agent a few times when we were a little shorthanded, you know, back in 2011 and 12 and then 13. And probably around 2014, I started doing it more on a regular basis. You know, and the one thing, you know, that I'd like to touch on that you bring up is, you know, I never thought I would get the intrinsic good, rewarding feeling from aging. You know, in the wrestling business, is very, very self-serving, as we know, and all that, you know, it's very individual, and you worry about your own career. And I was, you know, never thought I would get that feeling of great, you know, accomplishment by helping two guys or two young ladies put together a match and watch them go out there and execute it, helping them avoid pitfalls, helping them avoid mistakes, smooth out the rough edges. You know, and when I did it, it was the exact opposite. I had the best feeling in the world. I had the same kind of feeling that I had when I went out there and had a good match on my own. So I realized right away that it was a good calling for me. You know, I love working with young talent. You know, I've been in the business for 23 years now, 16 and a half with Impact. It's time for me to, you know, to give back and to share some of that knowledge, some of those ups and downs, some of those mistakes I made to help them not make the same mistakes and help them achieve their goals and achieve the company's goals. And so it's been a great new calling for me, so to speak. And, you know, my goal, I always want to stay in the wrestling business. I love this business, and it's in my blood, and it always will be. And producing and aging is the way I see that I can really contribute to this business. You know, after my in-ring career is done.
Hi guys, this is Joel Torres from Contralona, Puerto Rico. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. First of all, from all of us in the island, congrats on your induction to the Impact Hall of Fame. At least you were a big part of Puerto Rico's wrestling business. You know, being here in the island right before joining Impact in 2003. How influential was your the business in the island for your career?
Wow, man, I'm so glad you called. You know, Puerto Rico holds a very, very dear place in my heart, in my career. Puerto Rico was a big part of my career. I always tell people, from, you know, I was on the independent scene from 95 to 2001 before I went to Puerto Rico in June of 2002. And, you know, I thought I was pretty good when I went there, and I wasn't. I wasn't good at all, and I really learned how to wrestle, and I learned how to work on that island. Those fans were dear to me. Those fans took me in. I was a foreigner. I wasn't one of them, and they made me one of them. I made some dear friends on that island, and to this day, that I still talk to. And, you know, in the business and out of the business, you know, Ricky Medeiros, you know, Mel Mertes, dear friend of mine, and you know, we traveled up and down the road to Puerto Rico. So Puerto Rico played a really integral part in me becoming a better professional wrestler, and it's something that I'll never forget. You know, I this business takes you to a lot of different places around the world, and you know, Puerto Rico was a big stop for me. I wouldn't be where I'm at today without Puerto Rico, without the IWA. Without Dutch Mantel, Stavio Vega. So, you know, it holds a dear place in my heart.
Awesome. Is there something in your career you regret that you did or you couldn't achieve?
No, to be honest with you, there's not. I'm very, very happy with what my career produced. You know, I have no regrets. I'll never be one of those bitter veterans. You know, unfortunately, some guys in the business become very bitter towards the end, and I'm not going to be one of those guys because I have no reason to be. I experienced a career I never thought I would have. I experienced success on levels that I never thought I would. So, you know, yeah, I have no regret. You know, but there may be, the only thing I may regret is one or two of the stupid bumps that I took. some of the crazy stuff that I did, but other than that, I have zero regrets.
Awesome. Last question. Who's that person that has been the most influential for your career?
Wow, man, there's a lot of people, you know, and I sit and I write my Hall of Fame speech, I realize just how many. You know, one person I think I really need to credit the most is Dutch Mantel. And, you know, Dutch Mantel, you know, a very big part of Puerto Rican, Puerto Rico wrestling. And Dutch took me in when I was a relatively nobody. He gave me an opportunity in Puerto Rico. That's where Abyss started. I did Abyss in Puerto Rico for the entire year before I ever took it to the United States or to stateside here to here. Dutch taught me an awful lot. He kicked my ass an awful lot. Me out an awful lot, and he taught me an awful lot, and I, you know, I can never repay him. You know, there's others as well. You know, Jeff Jarrett gave me my first opportunity in this company, and so did Dixie Carter. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't credit them for helping me and giving me the opportunity. You know, and then lastly, I would, you know, my trainer, Roddy Ruffin. Not too many people know him, but he owns a school in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I started 23 years ago, and he still has that school to this day. So I would miss those people as probably the ones that gave me the opportunity, you know. But, you know, as far as influences, you know, being around Sting and picking his brain and listening to him over the years, having the opportunity to be around Hulk Hogan and listening to him and getting some of his critiquing and some of his feedback. So, I could go on and on. I've been very fortunate. I've been around an awful lot of good people in this business that took time to teach me and to help me along.
Hey everyone, again, I apologize for the quality of the audio. I know that, you know, coming in from his end, it wasn't the best. And then, you know, I was in my car in the parking lot at work waiting to go into my other job and a train happened to go by. So I apologize that the audio wasn't the best. But the bottom line is Abyss is going to be a part of Stride Pro Wrestling's big fundraiser event again Saturday night, October 6th. Hope you can make it out. Bell time, 6:30. Head to strideprowrestling.com or my123cents.com. And everyone, please have a great week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.